A war of words escalated today between the White House and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It involved his planned address to Congress next week on the nuclear talks with Iran. Republicans invited him without consulting the White House. Some Democrats have now said they'll skip the speech. Last night, National Security Advisor Susan Rice offered the sharpest criticism yet to PBS's Charlie Rose.
What has happened over the last several weeks, by virtue of the invitation that was issued
by the Speaker
and the acceptance of it by Prime Minister Netanyahu on 2 weeks in advance of his election, is that on both sides there has now been injected a degree of partisanship, which is not only unfortunate, I think it's destructive of the fabric of the relationship.
Netanyahu, who is in the middle of an election campaign, fired back today during a visit to a Jewish settlement near Jerusalem.
There are many reasons to worry about the agreement that is forming now. The world powers have committed to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons, but it appears that they have given up on that commitment and are accepting that Iran, within a few years, will develop capabilities to produce material for many nuclear weapons. They might accept this, but I am not willing to accept this.
The Obama administration has said, despite early reports, no deal is in place. Iran